Well, praise the Lord. We thank you so much for joining in. Tonight is March 7th, 2023, and we are going into our international prayer call for Frustrated to Sophisticated. Frustrated to Sophisticated is a virtual encouragement environment for women all over the world. So tonight we are going to be warring in the spirit for 30 minutes in prayer. And so without further ado, we will start off our prayer with the Psalms 91 reading. And immediately after the Psalms 91 reading, we will go right into prayer. The Word of God reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, show him my salvation. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Oh, we thank the Lord for his word tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We come to you first just giving you thanksgiving, God, thanking you for who you are, thanking you for all that you have done in our lives. Lord God, we thank you for life, health, and strength tonight. We thank you for your awesome power. God, we thank you, Lord God, for just all for your majesty, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your greatness, Lord God. We shabbat you tonight. Hallelujah. We give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are and for everything that you have done in our lives, Lord God. We magnify your holy name, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Lord God. Tonight, we cannot give you enough praise, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord Jesus, for your rescuing angels, Lord God, that you've dispatched all around us, Lord God, to keep us, Lord God, from dashing our foot against a stone, Lord God, to keep us from hurt, from harm, from danger, Lord God. Oh, Father, we magnify you tonight, Lord God, because you are definitely the keeper, Lord God. But God, in these trying times, Lord God, there are many struggling with their finances, struggling with figuring out what will they have to eat, what will they have to wear, how will they move forward. But Lord God, I am encouraged in you tonight. Lord God, I am encouraged in you tonight because your word declares, Lord God, that if you care for the birds and the fowls of the air, what more will you care for us, your children? Father, your word declares that we are to worry not for tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. God, we give you glory because you are so great. You magnify you. We honor you today, Lord God. God, our hearts are pouring out to you today, Lord God. We know that we're nothing without you, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, for everything that you've done in our lives. We magnify you, Lord God. God, we give you glory. We worship you in this time, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We worship you as El Shaddai. We worship you as Jehovah Jireh. We worship you as Jehovah Nisi. God, we thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our banner. We thank you for taking care of us, Lord God. We thank you for being our Lion of Judah. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. For truly, you and you alone are worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Father, you're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. We magnify you tonight, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Lord. God, we worship you for who you are. For God, truly, we will be lost without you, Lord God. Father, we will be lost without you, Lord God. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. For God, we are so lost without you. But Lord God, you're so loving. You're so kind. You're so merciful. You're so compassionate. Lord God, you desire, Lord God, to be amongst your people. And Lord God, even when we turn and go the other way, Lord God, you still have mercy upon us. Even when we turn and go the other way, Lord God, you're still so kind and so gracious toward us, Lord. Oh, God, we magnify you, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord Jesus. We give you the honor, Lord Jesus. Father, we come tonight thanking you, Lord God. Thanking you for this platform. Thanking you for this opportunity, Lord God, to share your word internationally, Lord God, to share your word all around the world. Share your word of encouragement to women all around the world. Father, you know all things, Lord God, for truly you are everywhere, all at the same time. Father, you know what the young lady in Vietnam is going through, and you know what the young lady in Europe is going through, and you know what the young lady in Czechoslovakia is going through. You know what the young lady in Ireland is going through. You know what the young lady in the U.S. is going through. And we thank you tonight for opening up an opportunity, Lord God, for us to reach out to all of these different locations and touch your people with words of encouragement, Lord. Father, we're praying that you would continue to move. We're praying that you would continue to move in a miraculous way over the lives of your people. Lord God, we're praying that you begin to show up and show out in their circumstances. Lord God, you know those who are suffering, Lord God, from anxiety. God, we pray tonight and we war in the spirit against the spirit of anxiety. We command that spirit of anxiety to bow down. Every listener that is struggling with anxiety, we bind that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, by the authority in the name of Jesus, I command you, spirit of anxiety, to release your hold on this individual. Release your hold on this individual. Let them go in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, the young lady, the young man who is struggling with depression, even now, Lord God, I pray even now for every listener, but Father, wherever they're tuning in from, Lord God, God, if they're struggling with this spirit of depression, even now, under the authority in the name of Jesus, I command you, spirit of depression, to release your hold even now. I command you to let them go in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Father, you know those who are struggling with sleeping disorders. Lord God, even now we know that our body is made and designed by you. And just as you made the Sabbath day to rest, you also made our bodies in such a way that we are in desperate need of rest, Lord God. Father, those who are struggling with sleeping disorders, Father, even now, by the authority under the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I command you, sleeping disorder, to release your hold over this listener. Release your hold over this listener right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare this night that this woman, this man, this listener who is struggling with sleeping disorder will sleep like a baby, will rest in the arms of the Almighty tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, you know and you see all things, Lord God. Father, I pray tonight over families, Lord God. Oh, Father, we see the enemy at work. We see the enemy at work. Divorce rate has increased, Lord God. Removing the woman out of the home, removing the man out of the home, causing separation amongst the families. But, Father, you desire that we come together in unity as family and multiply. For God, when you created in things in the beginning, your command for all things was to be fruitful and multiply. Father, that lets us know, Father, that you enjoy, and that lets us know, Father, that it glorifies you, Father, that family come together and multiply. Father, we know that you hold family to a high esteem. So tonight, Lord God, we war in the spirit. We attack every spirit in the name of Jesus that's attacking families. We bind and rebuke these chaotic spirits right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, every listener tuned in, every person chiming in, listening to this broadcast tonight, Father, I declare that their homes may experience divine peace. I pray even now, every chaotic spirit from the pits of hell, I command you to release your hold in the mighty name of Jesus over this family. For the word of God says that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. At the mention of your Son Jesus' name, demons tremble and they must flee. Every spirit that is unclean and not of God tormenting this family, I command you to flee right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God be glorified. God be glorified in these families. Be glorified. I declare even now, every listener with a family, I declare unity over this family in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that your peace will fall over this family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those who are struggling with finances, Lord God, those who are living from paycheck to paycheck, Lord God, Father, I bind that spirit of poverty right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I say tonight, according to their faith, Lord God, every listener that has a desire to prosper financially, I pray even now, as according to their faith, so shall they prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, your word declares, I would above all things that you prosper and be in good health. For God, you said in your word, Lord, that if we come to you and ask and believe, we should already glorify you in knowing that you've already done it. We magnify you tonight, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise tonight, Lord. Let there be no more financial struggles, Lord God. Father, I pray even now that you will release divine financial wisdom over the listeners of this prayer. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will begin to move miraculously in the minds of those listening to this prayer, Lord God. Father, you know and you see all things, Lord God. Every need they have, I pray that they be met as according to your divine will, Lord God. That you may be glorified, Lord Jesus. For God, truly, there is none like you. There is none like you. Hallelujah. God, those who are chiming in tonight in need of healing, Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. We thank you for being in our midst. For God, you said in your word, any two or three touching and agreeing, that you will be a God in the midst. God, I thank you for every listener. God, I thank you for every person who has extended their faith in listening to this prayer. I decree even now divine healing in their body. Father, be glorified. Be glorified in their body. Lord God, if they're struggling with cancer, Father, I pray even now that the very seed of that cancer will shrivel up and die. Whatever their struggle may be, Lord God, you know and you see it. I pray, Father, that you would move by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. That they may feel your divine release, Lord God. Father, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your authority, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you have done in our lives. Oh, glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Glory to your most holy name, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your healing hands. Glory to your most holy name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, tonight, those who are struggling with the spirit of fear, Father, tonight, we war in the spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. For God, you said in your word, I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. For God, truly, you said in your word that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, peace, joy, and a sound mind. Father, even now, I pray even now that the spirit of fear be destroyed by the power of Jesus. Father, you know who the listener is, struggling with fear. I pray that you would overwhelm them with your divine peace, Lord. Allow them for the first time in a very long time to experience your divine peace, Lord God. Glory to your most holy name. Glory to your most holy name, Lord God. Glory to your most holy name, Lord God. Father, even now I lift up the government officials, Lord God. You know who they are. All of the government officials sitting in cabinet positions, Lord God, that are making decisions in the offices of legislators, Lord God. I pray even now that you would endow them with your divine wisdom. Father, we know that you have the power and the ability to change the mind and hearts of men. Father, we pray even now that you will move in such a way, Lord God, that as they go back to office, Lord God, Father, that they must be subject to your divine will. Father, that every decision they make, Lord God, that they must be subject to your divine authority. You know and you see all things, Lord God. You know when you see those who are sincerely serving you and sincerely making decisions based off of your word, Lord God. And now, Father, you know those who are rebellious and self-righteous in making decisions based off of their own fleshly desires. Father, we give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight for moving in such a way, Lord God, that every fleshly desire will come down. Just as the wall of Jericho came down, we pray that every fleshly desire in the legislative offices, in the governmental offices, we pray that they come down. Every abominable policy that have been enforced against your divine will, God, we declare that these abominable policies will be null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray even now for those who are struggling, for those who are in bondage. They're under demonic oppression. We pray even now for those who are being oppressed by demonic spirits. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare in the name of Jesus that every demonic spirit holding tight to the listener of this prayer must loose your hold in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that you must loose your hold and let this person go in the name of Jesus. We declare the peace of God over your mind. We declare the peace of God over your mind. We declare the peace of God over your mind. Father, those who are demonically possessed, those who have not come into the knowledge of you, Lord God, and they are demonically possessed, Lord God, but they are yet still a vessel and can be used by you. Father, I pray even now that any listener listening to this prayer, Lord God, and that if that listener is demonically possessed, I pray even now that you would deliver them in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray even now that you stronghold, you spirit of stronghold, you demonic spirit of stronghold holding on to this person's mind, holding on to this person's body, I command you to let them go in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose your hold in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare the freedom of God over this individual. I declare the peace of God over this individual. Let the peace of God reign like never before over this individual, that they may feel your peace and that they may rest in you, Lord God. And those who have no knowledge of you, let them come running, surrendering their will to your will, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up employers in service fields. Tonight, Lord God, we lift up the military. Tonight, Lord God, we lift up the firefighters. Tonight, Lord God, we lift up the police department. Tonight, Lord God, we lift up the nurses, the doctors. Tonight, Lord God, we lift up the therapists, Lord God. Lord God, tonight, we lift up all major employees that are working in a service field. Father, for we know, Lord God, When we pour out, we need to be replenished. So, Father, every listener that's listening, every listener under the sound of my voice that holds the position of a service job, I decree tonight that you will be replenished by the Spirit of God. I decree tonight your divine safety by the Spirit of God. God, we pray a hedge around them. We pray a hedge of protection around them. Keep them from any harm, Lord. Keep them from any danger, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your most holy name. Glory to your most holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we lift up the boards of education all around this world, Lord God. We lift up the boards of education. Lord God, we pray even now that you would interrupt the plans of the enemy in the schools. Interrupt the plans of the enemy in the schools, Lord God. Father, as the students are going out, Father, we're praying a hedge of protection around them, Lord God. Father, these mass killings in the schools, Father, we pray, Father, that they come to a stop in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that you would disrupt the plans of the enemy, Lord God. Father, we pray that you would expose the very work of the enemy, Lord God. For God, your word says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, repent and turn from their evil ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. Father, our land is in desperate need of your healing. Our land is in desperate need of a touch by you, O God. Father, we stretch forth our hands, asking that you would move by your Holy Spirit over our land. Over our schools. Father, let the children be protected. Interrupt the plan of the enemy to teach these children at such young age, Lord God, things that are an abomination in your eyes. Lord, we pray that you would put a stop to the works of the enemy destroying our children. We pray a covering and a hedge around these children, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your most holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your most holy name, Lord. Father, I lift up Sister Nami and her family, Lord God. I thank you so much for covering them, Lord God. God, though the enemy tried to take life, Lord, you saw fit to stop the plan of the enemy. And God, for that we give you so much glory, honor, and praise. We magnify you, Lord God. We ask your divine covering over her family, Lord God. Father, I ask that you would touch her daughter and heal her from this situation, Lord God. Father, I ask that you would touch her son. Release his mind, Lord God. Enable him to feel your divine peace over his life. Father, any children struggling with behavioral issues, even now, Lord God, we thank you for divine deliverance, Lord God. We thank you for divine deliverance from attention deficit disorder. We thank you for divine deliverance, Lord God, from anxiety and depression, Lord God. We magnify you tonight, Lord. We magnify you tonight, Lord. For we know that we are nothing without you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Father, I lift up Sister Daphne tonight. Father, as she prepares, Lord, to start the Esther Mentorship for her channel, Lord, I pray that you would endow her with divine wisdom, that as she mentors these young ladies, Father, that these young ladies may begin to grow in the Spirit, and that their lives may be forever changed, Lord God, through you. And I pray, Father, that you will continue to do great and marvelous things through this young lady. Anoint her hands for this task that she's taking on, Lord. Give her the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge to persevere to the end of the year. And Father, we will be so careful to give you the glory, Lord, to give you the honor, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I lift up Sister Beza to you, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to cross paths. I pray, Father, that you would meet her every need, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would move miraculously in her career. Father, I pray that you would give her divine favor, Lord Jesus. Anoint her hands, Lord God, that every task assigned to her, that she may be able to accomplish it in a spirit of excellence, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Lastly, Lord, I surrender my will to your will, Lord. I surrender my body to you, Lord God. God, do as you will through me, Lord. Continue to move by your Holy Spirit in me, Lord God. Continue to open my mind to new things in you. Continue to give me ingenious ideas, Lord God, that will baffle the minds of many. Father, that you may be glorified. Father, that I may win souls for your kingdom. Father, I lift up my family to you, Lord Jesus. My daughters and my son, you know and you see all things, Lord. I pray that you would move miraculously in their lives. I pray your divine covering over them. I pray your blood over them, Lord. Let them be covered by your precious blood, Lord Jesus. And let no work of the enemy prosper in their lives. Father, give them all a desire to surrender their will to your will, Lord God. Give them all a burning desire to be led by you in everything that they do. Father, I lift up my parents to you, my mother and my father. I thank you for renewing my mom's mind. I thank you for reconditioning her mind. I thank you for renewing my dad's strength. I thank you, Lord God, that even in his senior years, as he continued to love and compassionately take care of his wife, I thank you for replenishing his strength. I thank you for replenishing all of our strength to continue to walk in love and support and strength for my mom. I thank you, Lord God, for what you have done in her life. I thank you for saving her life. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done and all that you're yet to do in the name of Jesus. I lift up my siblings to you, Lord God. Let your will be done in their lives. Lord, give them all a yearning desire to surrender their will to your will. I lift up my friends to you, Lord God. Father, I pray that you would open up the wounds, Lord God, of those, Lord God, who yearn so desperately to carry their children. Father, allow the seeds to come in and conception to take place. Father, those who are struggling on their jobs with multitasking and being overworked, I pray a release, Lord God. Father, that their load may be lightened by the power of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I lift up the church to you. I thank you for Pastor Troy and his wife. I thank you for all of the associate pastors. I thank you for all of the different sectors in the church, the mission. Father, the ministry for the children, Lord God, the ministry for adoption, Lord God, the ministry for the death project, Lord God. I just give you glory, Lord, for this ministry. I pray that you will continue to move miraculously in this ministry, that you will continue to do great and marvelous things through this ministry in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight I conclude this prayer giving you glory, honor, and praise for everything that you have done and all that you're yet going to do. Father, I surrender this platform, Frustrated to Sophisticated website, to you, Lord God, that those who may come to this website, that they may continue to be blessed and that they may continue to share what they learn and see on this website to many others. Father, that your gospel may continue to go out in the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Well, I thank you so much for joining tonight with Frustrated to Sophisticated in the International Prayer Call. As always, if you have any prayer requests that you'd like prayer for, I'd encourage you to go onto the website and submit a form with your prayer request, and we'll be certain to lift you up in prayer in our next International Prayer Call. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. Until the very next time you hear my voice, I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you real good. Take care. Thank you.